another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I'm Constance Arnold, and of course, you know that I'm broadcasting live today from one of the most beautiful cities in the world, at least that's my belief, Atlanta, Georgia. And I would just like to take this opportunity to thank all of you for joining me today. I'm always so grateful. And I'm really excited about the show today. And, you know, the mere fact that you are listening tells me that the Spirit of God has attracted you here. And guess what? You're going to receive the very answer, the solution, or shifting of your thinking that you need. Well, I have a question for you before I get started. Has anyone told you that they love you today? Well, if not, I want to be the first to say that I love you. I appreciate you. I believe in you, and I'm so grateful that you are a part of my global life. Well, I'm doing well here in Atlanta. I call it Hotlanta. And, you know, someone sent me an email and asked me, Constance, why do you call it Hotlanta? Well, there are two reasons, and I'm really sort of explaining this for my international listeners. One is that Atlanta is known for being one of the most powerful cities in the world. It's very diverse, and you guys know we have the busiest airport in the world. It's a very prosperous city, and for many years, Atlanta had more African-American entrepreneurs than any other city in the world. Isn't that amazing? So, of course, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King was born here. So they call it Hotlanta because, you know, we have sort of have it going on. And also because during the summer, guess what? It is hot here in Atlanta. So that's the reason why we call it Hotlanta. And I just wanted to explain that to my international listeners. And speaking of international listeners, you know the Law of Attraction Radio Network has a new website, and it has a big map of the world. And some nights I've gone on there, and I just look at all the people from all over the world who are listening to this wonderful network, and I'm just sitting there saying, thank you, God. It's so wonderful. And I just see listeners in South America, in Asia, certainly in Europe and the UK. We have so many listeners. And if you haven't seen the new Law of Attraction Radio website, go to loaradionetwork.com and just take a look. And I just love the way that they revamped the website. And it's so interesting because whatever country you're in, that particular flag would be assigned to the country. And it's just really awesome. I'm so grateful. And, of course, you know I love my U.S. and my listeners in Canada. Well, I'm really excited to get today. And I guess you say, Constance, you're excited every week, and I am. My very special guest today is Mr. Anthony Hamilton, and he's going to be talking about mind, time, and power. And after these quick commercials, we will be right back with Anthony.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
In all the years of doing Law of Attraction cruises, I've never been more excited about the one coming up in December 2012. Not only is it going to be an incredible vacation, and not only will you experience transformational workshops, but we are going to have a chance to experience a once-in-many-lifetimes event. We're headed to the island of Cozumel, featuring a trip to the Mayan spiritual ruins, where the phenomenal Lee Harris will be doing a channel right on sacred grounds. We'll be on this Mayan land just days before the end of this 5,000-year cycle, signifying the beginning of the golden age of peace and abundance. Join Lee Harris, Constance Arnold, and me, Jules, on the trip of a lifetime. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com to get more information. Join us in our celebration of higher consciousness. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com.
Well, I'm excited about my guest tonight. It's Mr. Anthony Hamilton, and Anthony is the author, as I said earlier before the commercial, of Mind, Time, and Power, and it is a book which describes how our inner thoughts and feelings shape our outer lives, and I'm really excited about talking to him about that. He is also co-author with Brian Tracy of Cracking the Success Code. His passion is to awaken people to their natural ability to transform their work and their lives by employing cutting-edge mental tools. And I'm so excited because Anthony just has great insight that he's going to be sharing tonight. So, Anthony, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, Constance, thank you. What a great introduction.
Well, what great city are you calling from, Anthony?
Well, I heard what you said about Atlanta, Georgia, being one of the most beautiful cities in the world, and I'm sure that's true. But I'm calling from Victoria, British Columbia, on the west coast of Canada, and it is known as the most beautiful city in Canada, and certainly one of the most beautiful cities in the world, too.
Well, you know, Anthony, I've heard that. I've never been to Canada. I don't know why. I've got to come and visit. But I've heard that your city is just an awesome city, and it is indeed quite beautiful.
Oh, there's no question about that. It's right on the ocean, and it's a very small city. It's the capital of British Columbia, the province. So there's a lot of government offices here. The parliament buildings are just downtown. But there's only about, I think, something like 350,000 people living here. So it's a very small city. But it's very beautiful. It's got probably the best, the mildest climate in Canada. And we're just about a five-minute walk from the ocean. So it's really a beautiful spot.
Sounds beautiful. Well, you know, I'm so excited to have you on the show tonight. And, you know, I always say that whoever's on my show, that the Spirit has really led them to me. And certainly that was no exception in your case. So tell our listeners just a little bit about who you are and your own personal journey.
Well, my personal journey started when I was about 10 years old, I guess. And I had a dream. I fell asleep. I was outside on a warm summer day, and I laid down on the ground looking up at the clouds, which was one of my favorite things to do. As a matter of fact, it's still one of my favorite things to do. And I had a dream. And in this dream, I saw myself at about the age of 32 or 33. It was like I was in a helicopter looking down at myself. So I could see my life from the mid-20s or late 20s into the early 30s, late 30s, and then on into the future, the 40s, 50s, and 60s. So at that point, I, in a sense, I knew what my life was going to be about. And even though this was a sort of a dream that I had, it seemed different from a normal dream. It seemed somehow like it was true. And so I had a sense that I was going to be teaching people, and I was going to be traveling, and I was going to be writing. I was going to be a university professor at some point, and I was going to be teaching people about success and happiness and how to live better lives. So that's where my journey started, and I spent the next 20 years trying to figure out how it was possible to get information from the future and how it was possible to know the future in advance. And what I finally came to realize after reading all the books, I'm sure a lot of your listeners and you yourself have read a lot of the same books I have, Think and Grow Rich and The Power of the Subconscious Mind and things about the Law of Attraction. I eventually came to the conclusion that everybody gets information from the future. Most people just don't notice it. And I found that the key that really opens the door to getting your intuition working for you is to choose the kind of future that you want. When you choose the future you want, the future starts to communicate with you. So this was basically my journey, starting at about the age of 10, and around about the age of 32, that dream was confirmed in a very, to me, a very outstanding sort of a whack on the side of the head, where I was doing a meditation exercise. I was living in Vancouver, BC at the time, and somehow I got plugged into the same dream, only coming from the other end. So coming from the other end, you would call it a memory, but at the age of 10, you would call it maybe a precognition or something like that. So what I experienced doing this meditation exercise was I experienced having the same dream from the age of 32 that I had had at the age of 10. And that was really the origin of my book, when I realized that memory is not a recording, which is how most people think of it, but memory is a connection. So certainly from the age of 32, remembering me in that age of 10, you know, you would say, well, that was a memory. You just had a memory of yourself at the age of 10. But if we have a goal, if you have a goal, when you started your interview program, when you started your LOA radio interview show, that started out as a dream or as a goal or as some kind of possibility in the future, and the more you thought about that, the more that future started to communicate with you, and eventually you were able to manifest and attract exactly the goal that you had in mind. So that was my experience, and that's what my book is about.
Right. So let's talk about your book. You talk about the mind-time connection. Can you explain what you mean by this? I know you said earlier, and I have so many questions I want to ask you, Anthony, and I'm trying to calm down. But you said earlier that we could choose our future now, and that sounds really foreign to a lot of people. So what do you mean by the mind-time connection?
Well, basically, what I refer to as the mind-time connection is simply that your mind, when you think of something, you make a connection between where you are in the physical present and that either past or future location. So we're used to thinking of the past, so I can remember high school, and I'm sure all of your listeners can remember going to school. They can remember perhaps buying their first car or something like that. And we would simply call that a memory. And like I say, we tend to think of memory as a recording, but what I'm saying is it's not a recording. It's actually a connection between now and that point in the past. So that's what I mean by the mind-time connection. And of course, your mind works both ways. It works in the future and it works in the past. And this is something that, even though I discovered this spontaneously on my own when I was, as I say, around 32, so this would have been in the early 1970s, it's something that researchers, psychologists now at Harvard University and at a couple of universities in Canada have been doing research on. They were researching memory. And what they discovered by looking into the brain with an MRI, which is a machine, of course, that lets us now look inside the brain as we're thinking, what they realized is what we call memory also works in the future. So what the psychologists concluded is that everything that we have thought about how memory works, we have actually been missing 50% of the equation. It also works in the future. So in a single sentence, thinking is making a connection either at some point in the past or with some point in the future.
So thinking is powerful. I know you talk about the magician within. So what you're saying, Anthony, is that a person who might be in a very difficult situation right now can choose to deliberately think and feel, let's just say, more money in the nowness, and that will begin to create their future.
That's exactly right. Now, talking about the law of attraction, and I have to say that you have great energy. I made a couple of notes here as you were doing your introduction. You mentioned the word gratitude. You said, I appreciate you. And you mentioned the word prosperous. And, of course, these are three very powerful concepts, the idea of gratitude, the idea of appreciation, and the idea of prosperity. So, literally, now, I'll tell you, the way that I came up with this model of consciousness, the idea that your mind is connected to the past and the future, was really from reading books about physics. You know, we have this fellow that most people have heard about. His name is Albert Einstein. And he wrote something in 1904, roughly. So we're talking 108 years ago now, something like that. And he called it the relativity. He called it relativity. And what he said is that there's no such thing as time and there's no such thing as space. There's really something called space-time. That movement in space and movement in time are mirror images of each other, or they're really two sides of the same coin. So this was the idea that really was the breakthrough idea for me when I was trying to figure out how it's possible to get information from the future. Because what I realized is if you think of moving through space, that's probably the easiest way to think about moving through time. Now, if you and your listeners can think about, let's say, driving their car, I can get in my car and I can head downtown. Now, I have a huge number of choices that I can choose in terms of the street that I drive on or the address that I'm going to. I can literally go to any address in downtown Victoria, and you can do the same thing. You can drive to any address in downtown Atlanta. Now, according to what Einstein said, that is exactly the way we think about moving into the future. I can literally imagine myself 5 years from now, I could be living in Atlanta, or I could be living in Vancouver, I could be living in Victoria, I could be living in Beijing, China. So all of those possibilities, they exist for me right now, and in 5 years' time, I could be living and enjoying my life in any one of those locations. So the question that you asked is a very profound one, which is, no matter what your present situation is, if you can simply imagine yourself, and you use the key word, which was feel, if you can feel yourself in a different situation, be it more love in your life, more prosperity in your life, more happiness in your life, if you can place yourself mentally in that future situation will start to communicate with you. And if you simply ask yourself a couple of simple questions, like, how can I get there? What's one thing that I can do today, or what's one thing that I can do this week that will help me move towards that chosen future of mine? Your mind will start to give you some answers to that question.
You know, that's so powerful. And I think I shared with you over the phone that one thing that I'm using, because I believe in practicing, you know, what you learn or what is revelation to you, I decided that I wanted to go to Maui. I don't know why. I just decided that's what I wanted to do. So I've been talking about Maui. I've been going on the internet looking at the beautiful beaches. I've contacted a couple of hotels. And Maui is just in my mind. So would that be an example of pulling what something that I want from the future into the nowness of my life. And when I begin to see myself lying on the beach, of course I don't need a tan, but see myself lying on the beach and really enjoying that, would that be a way of pulling the future into my nowness?
That is 100% correct. Now, just a reminder for you and also for me and for all of your listeners, the last six letters of Law of Attraction are A-C-T-I-O-N. So that's action. So when you imagine yourself lying on the beach in Maui, then, of course, that's where it begins. And the next thing is to say, well, how can I get there? What can I possibly do to get to Maui? And your mind will start to give you ideas. It'll start to say, well, you should open up a bank account and start saving money. Or you should start looking at hotels. Or you should try and think of cheap air flights, something like that. So immediately that you connect using this mind-time connection idea, as soon as you connect with that possibility of being in Maui and you ask yourself some simple questions, your mind will start to give you ideas as to how you could possibly achieve or create or attract that possible future into your life.
Well, so the mind is really a creator. We can create what we desire in our lives.
Absolutely. Now, there's a philosopher from the U of T. His name is Derek de Kerkhove. He gave a talk in Victoria, where I live, last January. There was an article on him in the local newspaper. And one of the things he said, I think, was really profound. He said, the biggest transformation of the next 10 years is going to happen when people realize that their thoughts become physical matter. Now, that's a profound statement. And a lot of people misunderstand it. You know, a lot of people think, well, all I have to do is have a goal, have a vision. You know, I just imagine myself lying on the beach in Maui, and through some magic it'll happen. Well, of course, the magic is in the action, right? So we all know stories about people having terrific luck where they win the lottery or something like that. And, of course, that's always possible. But in a practical sense, for most of us, most of the time, we have to decide on our goals and then systematically, step by step, start taking action to move towards that possibility. So getting back to the idea of thoughts becoming real or thoughts becoming matter, anything that you can see in your apartment, from your favorite coffee cup to my book, Mind, Time, and Power, to the iPad, to the table that you're sitting on, to the clothes that you're wearing, all of those physical objects started out at some point as an idea or a concept in somebody's mind. So that's where things start. They start as an idea, and then it's the action that moves us step by step towards the fulfillment of that vision of ours.
And so, Anthony, give us another practical example of how the listeners tonight can use the mind-time connection concept, and can they begin to improve their lives right now?
Well, I'll give you a really practical example.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite techniques. I teach this to everybody in all the workshops that I do, and I've even taught this to children, and the children love it too. And this is how it works. All you have to do is take a sheet of paper, and your listeners can do this right now. Take a sheet of paper and write down on it three or four of what I would call past successes. So this could be graduating from high school. It could be buying my first automobile. It could be buying a favorite pair of sunglasses. Or for me, for example, writing my book. It could be a big success, or it can be a small success. It doesn't matter. So if everybody now has a list of two or three or four past successes written down on a sheet of paper, all they have to do is read that list over, and what I say in my book, according to the mind-time connection, the energy from those past successful places starts to flow into your body, and immediately you start to feel better. You start to feel more successful. So that is a very practical, simple, down-to-earth technique that I teach everybody. It's a fundamental technique of simply making a list of positive places in your life, positive memories, if you want to call them that. And immediately you think about those, you remember those experiences, you remember what you saw, you remember who you were with, you remember what you heard, what kind of voices you might have heard, what kind of music you might have heard. And most of all, as you breathe in, you simply get the feeling, breathe in that energy again, that positive, successful feeling from the past, and it has an instant effect to change your vibration in the present.
Wow. And, you know, conversely, also if somebody is thinking about, you know, something negative in the past, well, my husband left me or I lost my house, does that bring the negative energy into the now?
Well, of course, you know that it does, right?
Right.
And so that's why I didn't ask people to make a list of past failures or past embarrassments. Because as soon as you do that, of course, then the energy comes in too. Now, you know that the law of attraction says whatever is in your vibrational bubble, as I call it, you know, that's an expression I learned from my friend Michael Lozier. If you just imagine that your vibration right now is like a big bubble around you, whatever you're thinking about affects that vibrational bubble or that vibrational energy. So whatever you have in your vibrational bubble, that's going to attract more of the same. So if you happen to be particularly down one day, of course, you get all kinds of down negative thoughts, and you just keep going down. The beauty of the past successes list is that you can read that past successes list anytime you want, and it will instantly improve your vibration.
So true. And, you know, in your book, you talk about that people can change the past. That sounds really strange to me, Anthony. So how can this be? Because most of us think that our past is past and is fixed and is once and for all, it's behind us. Explain that.
Well, this is a mind-blowing concept that I realized, of course, years ago, and I've been talking about it ever since. And a lot of people think it's simply impossible to change the past. Well, of course, when you think about it, you realize the past changes all the time anyway. I mean, I think it was Mark Twain who said when he was 10 years old, he thought his father was the stupidest man on earth. And when he was 30 years old, he was amazed how smart his father had become. So our impression of the past, the meaning of the past, is constantly changing. We lose a job, for example, and it's a terrible experience. It's a real bummer. It bums us out. We talk about it all the time. We feel abused. We feel ripped off. We feel cheated. But at some point, we pick ourselves up. We start knocking on doors. We find ourselves another job. And we may find ourselves 3 months later saying, you know, I'm happy now that I lost that first job, because if I hadn't lost that job, I wouldn't be in this new job, which is in a better situation. So suddenly, the meaning of that first losing the first job changes from being a negative experience to being a positive experience. And when I talk about changing the past, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about changing the meaning and changing the energy of it.
Well, you know, Anthony, you briefly talked about emotions and feelings. Elaborate on beliefs, emotions, and states, and why is that important in helping us to create the life of our dreams?
Yeah, this is a vital thing. What people have to remind themselves of is that we are creatures of habit. And we're not just creatures of habit in the things that we eat and the things that we drink and the places we go, but we're also creatures of habit in what we say to ourselves, in how we feel, and the kind of emotions and the kind of vibrations that we feel from day to day. So if somebody is a positive person, it's because they have a habit of thinking positive thoughts and generating positive feelings. This is true for somebody who has a negative thought or a negative vibration. So the first thing I think to realize is that any feeling that you feel, it comes from what you're thinking about, number one. And the more you feel that feeling, the more it becomes habitual for you. And over time, you will simply feel that feeling as a major part of your vibrational bubble, and you will become a more positive person if you simply have that vibration, that feeling, that emotion in your body more of the time. Now, some of your listeners, I'm sure, will be aware of something called neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is a recent discovery in neuroscience. It was discovered in the mid-1990s, and it's completely revolutionized the way that we think about how the brain works. And what it comes down to simply is that we can exercise our brain the same as we can exercise our muscles. The same as we can build stronger muscles, we can build stronger nerves and neural pathways in our brain. So simply by reading, let's say, that past successes list, if your listeners will just make a habit of reading their past successes list and adding to it when they think of another success, let's say they do that for, 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the evening, what happens is that will create a new pathway in the brain, and they will simply start to feel that positive feeling more and more often. So that would be then a positive state. If somebody's positive and feeling happy, then they're in a positive state. So a positive thought, a positive feeling, a positive state, they're all similar, but one is just more and more powerful than the other.
So it all goes back to our thinking.
Thinking is where it all begins.
And so we can deliberately, somebody said we can deliberately choose what we want to think, moment by moment. I don't know if you've heard this or not, Anthony, but I read somewhere that 70% of what we think is what we've been thinking for years. And so if we want to change that, we have to deliberately decide, well, today I'm not going to say I hate my job. I'm going to say I'm grateful for my job, and I'm going to look for the good. And that would be a way of changing that paradigm, or changing that way of thinking.
That's absolutely right. Now, psychologists tell us that we have about 50,000 thoughts every day. So that's a thought every second or two. And as you pointed out, probably 70%, if not more, of those thoughts are just a habit. We have the same thoughts over and over and over again every day. So the trick is, if we want to get the law of attraction working for us, or if we want to take charge of our thoughts, well, how do we do it? Well, one of the easiest ways to do it is to have a new bit of self-talk. Like you said, I'm grateful for my job. Well, that changes the energy around your job. So if people can imagine, let's say you imagine four boxes going from left to right. People, if they have a sheet of paper with them while they're listening to us, they can even write down these four boxes going from left to right. So the first one, that's words. So they can write words in there. The next one would be thoughts. Every word that you hear gives you a thought. If I mention the word dog, everybody now is thinking of a dog. So the third box would be vibration. So these are feelings and emotions. If you like dogs, you're going to have a positive vibration. If you don't like dogs, you're going to have a negative vibration. And then the fourth box is results. So, for example, so the words leads to the thought, lead to the vibration, lead to the results. Now, it's hard to change our results. That's the most difficult part, obviously. It's easier to change our words. So simply by changing the words, like I'm grateful for my job, and making a, let's say, a gratitude list. I'm grateful for this person. I'm grateful for this person. I'm grateful for these people. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my apartment. I'm grateful for my television. What happens is that will change your thoughts. You will start to feel that'll change your thoughts about gratitude. That will automatically change your vibration. You will feel more grateful, and you'll have more gratitude in your life. And that will affect how you act, it will affect how people respond to you, and it will affect the results that you get in your life. If you're going for a job interview and you're feeling upbeat, positive, and grateful, you're going to get a better result in that interview than if you're feeling like a victim and you're feeling down and desperate.
Well, Anthony, you explained it in such simplistic terms. I've never heard it explained that way, and I think my listeners can really grasp exactly how they can begin to every day begin to just change their lives. And that's
exactly.
You painted a very clear picture of exactly what we need to do on a daily basis.
Well, that's what I try and specialize in, is breaking it down and giving people simple tools and techniques. Because when you try and create something using the law of attraction or using something like The Secret, a lot of people have probably seen that movie, The Secret, you know, it can become, it can be very mysterious, and people get frustrated if they start thinking about having a new job or meeting a new person and it doesn't happen. So simply by using the words, and there's a certain art to using words. Like, for example, if you have an expression like this, "I feel more positive these days," and you have that expression, you know, that sentence, while you're reading your past successes list, of course it becomes true. Because you are feeling more positive these days. You add things to your past successes list, you add things to your gratitude list, and what happens is you do feel more positive these days. So Anthony Robbins, who I'm sure everybody has heard of, he's probably the best known expert in the field of personal success and personal accomplishment. He says that a belief is a feeling of certainty about the meaning of something. So, for example, when you say to yourself out of the blue, "I feel more positive these days," it's easy for your mind to say, well, no, you don't. If you're down in the dumps and you're feeling a bit down, you know, your mind can fight back and say, no, you don't feel any more positive. But if you have something like a past successes list that you're reading over and you say, "I feel more positive these days," then your mind tends to go, yeah, that's true. That's actually true. So that feeling of certainty that it's true, combined with the words, "I feel more positive these days," that's what they call a belief. And once you have a belief in your mind that your life is actually more positive these days, that affects your brain. It affects how you think. It affects what you notice in the world. You start to see more positive things in the world. And it also affects your memory so that you can remember more positive things in the past. And it affects how you look at the future. So you look to the future with a more positive attitude as well.
Wow, that's great. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Anthony Hamilton, and he's the author of Mind, Time, and Power. And Anthony, you mentioned future memory, and I know you explained it, but is there another way or another example that you can share with my listeners about what it is and how they can begin to put that particular principle into their lives?
Yes, absolutely, Constance. That's a term, future memory. That's a term that was coined by a psychology professor from the University of Toronto. He worked at the U of T, and he worked at Harvard University as well. And he was the one who was doing research into the brain using MRIs. He was an expert on memory. And he's the one that said, when people are daydreaming, part of their mind is in the past and part of their mind is in the future, or part of their thinking is in the future. So he was the one that discovered that memory, the same process, the same firing of neurons that we can see in the MRI that we call memory, also works when they're thinking of the future. So the secret, and this is the secret, but it's such an obvious secret, I mean, there's been 1,000 books written about it, is that people need to decide what they want in their life. They need to decide that they want a better relationship, or they want an increase in income, or they want to move to Atlanta, or something like that. Once you decide, then that becomes a goal. And if you have that goal and you hold that goal in your mind, as we talked about earlier, you put yourself into the possible future where you're actually experiencing that possible future, then this future memory starts to kick in. And really, all it is thinking about the future. It's that mind-time connection again. So you start thinking about the future, and if you have an affirmation for yourself that says something like, "I am more connected to the future that I want now. I am now more connected to the future that I want," or "I'm now more connected to my goals," then you will start to notice those future thoughts. And as you notice more of those future thoughts, you just have to keep track of them. That's why I always recommend to people that they have a journal and simply start writing down. If you had a page in your journal, which I'm sure you do, where you write down all these thoughts that come to you about how you can go to Maui, pretty soon you'll have lots of ideas on that page, and some of those thoughts will actually work for you. You know, you'll be able to take steps towards using some of those ideas.
Right. And I'm using myself as an example for my listeners. So right now, the future is trying to communicate to me about Maui. So I just need to be more open and cognizant and awaken to what it's saying and notice it and then decide what I want. Well, I want to be gone for 2 weeks to Maui. Is that how that would work?
Well, that's exactly how it would work.
Okay.
And I'll give you another affirmation here. You can write this down or you're
okay.
Listening to this down. My chosen future is communicating with me now.
That is so great. I mean, that's so hopeful and encouraging, and it's so affirming.
Yeah. Now a skeptic might say, well, that's just a thought about the future. You have thoughts about the future all the time. And, of course, that's exactly what it is. It's a thought about the future. But as we already talked about in the beginning of this interview, a thought is a connection. So you're really connected to that future possibility. Now, here's something that people miss. And so I'll explain this, and hopefully your listeners will understand what I'm talking about. We've all had the experience of being in a crowded restaurant or a crowded bar or a crowded concert, right? And everybody's talking at the same time, you know. And you really can't hear anything. I mean, there's this jumble of noise, and what we automatically do is we just shut it out. But if we happen to be there with a friend of ours, we really intently focus on what our friend is saying to us because we want to have this conversation in this noisy room. And because we're intently paying attention to our friend, we can understand the message that we're getting from our friend in the midst of all this noise, right? Yeah. So while your chosen future is communicating with you, it's also true that every future is communicating with you. It's like if you don't choose the future that you want, if you don't make a decision that you want to go to A rather than to B, C, D, or E, all of those possible futures are going to be trying to communicate with you at the same time, and all of that mental noise, you're just going to block it out.
Wow, and you know, that reminds me of a scene that I saw in the movie. I think it's What the Bleep, and where the guy was on the basketball court and he talked about unlimited possibilities. But whatever you observe is what comes into your life.
Exactly. Whatever you focus on, right? This is
yes.
the basic principle of the law of attraction. So, for example, if you were to change your mind and rather than trying to go to or deciding to go to Maui, you decided to go to Australia, then you'd start to get all kinds of ideas coming to you about how you could take a trip to Australia. And for a while, you'd have a conflict. You know, you'd have ideas about Maui and ideas about Australia. But because you've decided to go to Australia now, the ideas that come to you from Maui, about going to Maui, you just dismiss those and you don't pay them any attention. But the ones coming to you from Australia, now you pay them more attention, you focus more on those, and you'll simply get more and more and more of those ideas. And the research that I've done indicates that about 90% of people aren't able to do this. 90% of people can't tell you what goal they're working on today. So what happens to these people, they get so many ideas coming to them from the future, they just get confused and they automatically shut everything out so they don't really hear any information at all. But as soon as you make a decision, that information starts to come in, you focus on it, you pay attention to it, and you notice more and more and more of that information from your chosen future.
Wow, so many questions I want to ask, but let's talk about imagination and the role that imagination plays in manifesting the life of our dreams.
Well, the imagination, of course, is key. Now, what I describe in my book is that the imagination is the connection. Most of us think about the imagination kind of like a screen in our mind, right? Well, that's just the screen. I mean, right now I'm looking at my computer screen, and I can just simply click on a different website, and the information that shows up on that screen changes. So the reason that I can have that different information appearing on my computer screen is because my screen is connected to a cable. That cable is connected to the internet, and of course the internet is connected to everything, right? So the imagination is not the screen. The imagination is the connection. So people have to learn to use their imagination in connection with that screen. So for example, getting back to that example of the past successes list again, when they think about their past successes, your listeners, some of them are going to get a picture. If they're a visual person, they'll get a visual impression of that past success. Some of them may be auditory, so they'll get some words coming to them. They'll remember somebody's voice. They might remember some music or some sounds that are in that past success, and they'll get the feeling. So this is the thing that people have to realize, is that the imagination is visual, but it's only, at the most, maybe one-third of the information that's coming in. So the imagination is the connection, and the way it shows up on the screen of your mind is as a visual image.
Wow. Well, you know, you also, in your book, you talk about the goal process, and I know it's getting close to August, and so many people are thinking about, well, you know, I have these goals, or I've set intentions at the beginning of the year, and Constance and Anthony, I just have not reached those goals. So what can you share with people tonight about the whole goal process?
Well, we've all been there. You know, we've all written down
yes.
our goals. January 1st, okay, here's my 10 goals for this year. And then comes February or March, and you sort of go, hey, where's that list of goals I wrote down there some time ago? I've lost it, you know. So writing down your goal, of course, is the first step. But the next thing is you need to read those goals over every day. So in simple terms, they have to be a part of your vibrational bubble. So it's the repetition of thinking about the goals, asking yourself, how can I get there? What can I do today? What action can I take that'll get me closer? And keeping a journal of those good ideas. And then, as we said a minute ago, taking the action, law of attraction is action. So taking some action towards those goals. And really, what I've found in my life is that baby steps are okay. If you take a baby step every day towards the fulfillment of your goals and your dreams, eventually you will get there. But of course, the problem is that most people don't take baby steps. They just write down the goal and then they forget about it. And of course, if we forget that the word goal starts with G-O.
So we gotta get
going.
You know, that's so true. Well, you know, I love it that you said that reading your goals every day helps to create that vibration. I don't think I've heard that before. That's very powerful.
Well, yeah, that's a very powerful idea. Now, again, getting back to Einstein, he says moving through space and moving through time are the same. So think about it, if you were in a car and you were driving from Atlanta to Victoria, B.C. Well, if you had a map, all you have to do is figure out which route you're going to take to get from Atlanta to Victoria, B.C. And, of course, you have to have constant feedback. You have to double-check your map every hour or two or every day or so. Make sure that you're still following the right route, because it's easy to get confused and get sidetracked. And if you find yourself on the wrong road, you've got to correct, right? You've got to either turn around or you've got to adjust your behavior to get back on the path. And this is one thing that a lot of people don't realize. So as I explained in my book, a goal has four characteristics to it. Number one, it's clear, it's definite. You can write it down. So you have to be able to write it down in a sentence or in a few words. That's number one. Number two, you have to have a plan. If you don't have a plan that says, okay, this is step one, this is step two, this is step three, then it's not a goal either. It's just a fantasy or a wish. Number three, you have to have a time limit. I want to be in Maui by Christmas this year. or I want to find a new job by the end of August, right? And the fourth part, the fourth thing, is you need to be taking some action towards your goal today. So those four parts. It has to be clear, you have to have a plan, you have to have a time limit, and you have to be taking action today. Now, the plan, of course, can be flexible. I mean, you can change your plan the same as you can change the route that you're taking from Atlanta to Victoria. You can change your route anytime you want. There's lots of possibilities, but you have to make sure that you know what your plan is and where you are at any point in time. You have to know where you are in that plan. And you have to adjust your speed to make sure that you get here in the time limit that you've allowed for it. But the main thing is you have to keep driving. If you stop driving and you end up parked on the side of the road and you don't move, then, of course, you're not getting any closer to your goal. So those four parts are really key.
Just profound information, Anthony, and I'm going to have you back because there's so many more questions. I want to pick your brain because I think that God has really given you a missing piece of the puzzle, and I see so many people struggling with trying to utilize the principles in the movie The Secret and utilizing the law of attraction, and I think you really have a missing piece of the puzzle here.
Well, I appreciate that, Constance, and I'll give you an idea. When you figure out a way to go to Maui, you figure out a way to take me with you, and you can pick my brains all you want.
Well, that sounds very interesting. Well, tell our listeners how they can get your book, and then I want you to come back with some final thoughts that you want to leave them tonight.
I'll do that. Yeah, with pleasure. I have a couple of websites. One is www.anthonyhamilton.org. That's anthonyhamilton.org. And the other one is pathtosuccess.org. So it's PATH and then the number 2, success.org. Those two websites, if people just check out those, they'll see where they can click on my book and they'll be able to order my book. They can either order it from me, and I'll send it to them, or they can buy the ebook, the downloadable version, which you can download to your computer, to your iPhone, to your iPad. You can do either one. And on both of those websites, there's videos there that if they click on those videos, they will take them to YouTube, where I have about 25, roughly, videos talking about the law of attraction and success. And by all means, people can watch those videos, and they can connect with me through the website or through that YouTube site.
And so, Anthony, you're a coach, and do you speak, or would you come to the U.S. to speak? Share with our listeners, what if somebody wanted to have you to come and speak at their organization?
Yeah, I'd love to talk to anybody if they want to have me come down and do a workshop on the law of attraction. I do quite a bit of speaking around the area here. I speak on the law of attraction. I speak on success, you know, the laws of success.
Right.
And at the moment, I have, for the next few months, I have some speaking gigs set up for myself in various places in BC. And I'm also going to be going to Asia in the fall, to China, to Singapore, and perhaps New Zealand. So I'm available anytime if anybody wants to talk about or to contact me about a speaking or a training opportunity. By all means, they can contact me through either one of those websites.
You know, and you are a great orator, you are a great teacher, and you are really walking in your gift. You explain things very clearly, you give great stories, and I'm going to have you back because I want you to talk about cracking the success code and other principles that people can begin to utilize in their lives. So finally tonight, Anthony, what would be some final thoughts that you would like to share with listeners who might say, wow, that sounded very interesting, and Anthony, do you mean that I can really in the now begin to think about what I want in my future and bring it into my life? So what would you like to share with listeners tonight as a summary?
Well, first of all, let me say that I really enjoyed this interview. You've asked some great questions, and you've really given me a lot of positive energy. So I really want to thank you for that. I think the main message that I would give to all of our listeners is that, number one, it's possible. Anybody that you know, anybody that you see that's doing anything, you, all of your listeners, have the ability and the power to do that too. So you have the ability to live in any city that you want. You have the ability to study any training that you want to study. You have the ability to move into any career that you want to move into. You just have to give yourself a little bit of time to do it. Everything grows. You know, there's a cycle to everything. So you can't do it necessarily instantaneously, but over a period of a few years, certainly people could be in a different city, a different location, a different relationship, a different job. So all those things are possible. So I think the first thing I would say to them is believe in yourself and believe in your power to create the life that you want. Number two, take action. Baby steps are important. Start deciding on what you want. Write down some of your goals. Come up with a plan. Come up with a time limit. Pay attention to that small inner voice coming from your future that's talking to you, the same as you're focused on your friend in that crowded, noisy room. Pay attention to that still small voice within. Write down some of those thoughts and believe that you can follow that voice to get to the future that you want, and I guarantee that you will move in that direction.
Wow. Anthony Hamilton, thank you so much. You've been a blessing, and I know that you have certainly impacted my lives, and I'm going to strongly encourage all of my listeners to go to his websites and purchase the book. I'm going to reread his book again and just really take my time and thoroughly digest and begin to, like Anthony says, take small baby steps in implementing some of the principles that he shares in his book into my own life personally. Well, please remember to visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I would love to coach you, mentor you. As most of you know, I am a licensed therapist, and I've trained, or spoken to over 10,000 people during my career. You can go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com, or you can email me. I love hearing from all of you guys at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I know that I have learned so much tonight, and Anthony, I'm going to have you come back in a couple of weeks, and we're going to get just more information from you so that we can really begin to change our lives. Additionally, remember, I want you to make a decision, as Anthony talked about earlier, that you're going to go on the cruise. We're going on the cruise in December to Cozumel, Mexico. It's a beautiful place. I've been there before, and I am one of the featured speakers. I would love to meet you in person and just have an opportunity to spend time with you. Well, it's been a great and a powerful evening. I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to share with you on a weekly basis. This is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Show, saying God loves you, I love you, and expect a miracle.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.